Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Gandhinagar today. Prime Minister to also participate in concluding session of Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi this evening. ISRO to launch DRDO's Earth Observation Satellite, EOS-N1 or Anvesha, along with 15 other co-passenger satellites from Sriharikota this morning. India calls for global cooperation to help developing nations scale up renewable energy capacity. Death toll in crackdown on nationwide protests in Iran spikes to 538. And in men's cricket, hosts India beat New Zealand by 4 wickets in first ODI of 3-match series in Vadodara. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Mr. Merz arrived at Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel International Airport in Ahmedabad early this morning. German Chancellor is on a 2-day official visit to India beginning today at the invitation of Prime Minister Modi. Mr. Merz will pay homage at Sabarmati Ashram today and participate in the International Kite Festival, reflecting the cultural ties between the two countries. More details on this from our correspondent.
The Federal Chancellor of Germany, Mr. Friedrich Merz, arrived in Ahmedabad today for the landmark 2-day official visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This visit, being his first to the country, marks an important chapter in Indo-German relationship as both the leaders prepare to intensify cooperation across a wide spectrum of sectors. The bilateral discussions are set to focus on trade, investment, high-end technology, while also advancing critical partnership in defense, green sustainable development and science and research. Beyond policy, the leaders will also exchange perspectives on pressing regional and global issues and will also engage directly with top industry heads. Both the leaders will pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Sabarmati Ashram in Ahmedabad. The German Chancellor is also scheduled to visit the architectural marvel of Adalat Stepwell. Both the leaders will also participate in the International Kite Festival at Sabarmati Riverfront in Ahmedabad. The 3-day festival is featuring 135 kite flyers from 50 nations along with more than 900 participants from across the country. The special attraction of the 3-day festival include the night kite flying on January 13th, heritage havelis and a dedicated kite museum, among others. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Today is National Youth Day. It commemorates the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekanand. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the concluding session of the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Modi will interact with around 3,000 youth from across the country, along with young delegates representing the international diaspora. Selected participants will make their final presentations to the Prime Minister across 10 thematic tracks, sharing youth-led perspectives and actionable ideas on key areas of national importance. During the program, Prime Minister will release essay compilation for Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026, comprising selected essays authored by young participants on India's developmental priorities and long-term nation-building goals. More on this from our correspondent.
The Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue, now in its second edition, is a national platform designed to facilitate structured engagement between India's youth and national leadership. Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue aligns with the Prime Minister's Independence Day call to engage 1 lakh youth in politics without political affiliation and provide them a national platform to make their ideas for Vikasit Bharat a reality. Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026, which began on Friday, has witnessed participation from over 50 lakh youth across the country at various levels. The young leaders converging at the national level championship have been selected through a rigorous merit-based 3-stage selection process comprising a nationwide digital quiz, an essay challenge, and state-level vision presentations. The second edition of the dialogue builds upon the success of its inaugural edition with key new additions, including the introduction of Design for Bharat, Tech for Viksit Bharat, Hack for a Social Cause. was expanded thematic engagements and international participation for the first time, further strengthening the dialogue, scope and impact. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the morning news. Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch PSLV C-62 EOS N1 mission at 10:17 a.m. today from Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. Our correspondent has the details.
This mission will mark the 64th flight of PSLV, India's most reliable and successful launch vehicle. The mission is being carried out by New Space India Limited and represents the 9th dedicated commercial mission to build and launch an Earth observation satellite, along with the primary payload EOS N1 or Anvesha satellite. The rocket will also deploy 15 co-passenger satellites from both Indian and international customers. Developed by Defence Research and Development Organisation, Anvesha satellite is designed to provide cutting-edge imaging capabilities, enabling India to map enemy positions with pinpoint accuracy. Beyond the strategic payload, this mission is historic for another reason. India's private space sector is stepping into the limelight. For the first time, a single Indian private company, Dhruva Space, based in Hyderabad, is contributing 7 satellites to the mission. Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla has urged youths to start owning dreams, whether in human spaceflight missions or other spheres, and work collectively towards realizing them. Group Captain Shukla visited the National Cadet Corps NCC Republic Day camp at Delhi Cantonment yesterday and interacted with the cadets. Describing them as future makers of the nation, the astronaut urged youths not to let a few failures define them and to keep working towards the goals they set in life. India has called for international cooperation to support developing countries in scaling up renewable energy capacity without compromising development aspirations. Minister for New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, made the remarks at 16th IRENA Assembly in Abu Dhabi, UAE yesterday. The minister noted that the global energy transition will require unprecedented investment and cooperation. He said that India alone is expected to require around $300 billion by 2030, creating significant opportunities across renewable generation, storage, green hydrogen, grids and manufacturing. Mr. Joshi stated that India stands ready to share its experiences, institutions and technical expertise and to work closely with all member countries.
260 gigawatt is our installed renewable energy sources. 5 years ahead of the schedule. We are supposed to do it by 2030. We have done it in 2025. More than 2.6 million households we have connected rooftop within just 2 years. These are the unprecedented growth which India has achieved.
Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the centre, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the establishment of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Nagpur of Ministry of Health and Family Welfare.
All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS Nagpur, has been established as a strategically significant tertiary healthcare institution in the eastern part of Maharashtra for strengthening advanced medical care delivery for the Vidarbha region and the city of Nagpur. The project commenced on the 7th of October 2015 and was taken up as a major healthcare infrastructure initiative with a sanctioned project cost of 1,577 crore rupees. Recognizing its importance for public health outcomes in the region, the project was reviewed by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi under the Pragati mechanism on 30th of August 2017. The project achieved 100% physical progress and was completed on the 30th of December 2021. The establishment and successful operationalization of AIIMS Nagpur reflects Prime Minister's deep commitment to the people of Maharashtra and his resolve to correct historical regional imbalances in access to world-class healthcare. The institute stands as a symbol of his broader vision to transform Vidarbha into a developed, self-reliant and opportunity-rich region. The institute stands as a crucial pillar of public healthcare delivery, ensuring that high-quality specialized medical services are accessible closer to home for millions of citizens in eastern Maharashtra. With Anand Kumar, Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The death toll in the crackdown on nationwide protests in Iran spiked to 538 people. A US-based human rights activist news agency said, of those killed, 490 are protesters and 48 are members of the security forces, warning the toll is likely to go up. The agency also said over 10,600 people have been detained. With the internet down in Iran and phone lines cut off, gauging the demonstrations from abroad has grown more difficult. Iranian government has not offered any overall casualty figures for the demonstrations. In men's cricket, host India defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the first ODI of the three-match series at Vadodara, Gujarat. Chasing a target of 301 runs, India overhauled the score, posting 306 for the loss of 6 wickets in 49 overs. After the early dismissal of captain Rohit Sharma for 26, Virat Kohli and Shubman Gill steadied the innings with a crucial 118-run partnership for the second wicket. Gill scored 56 off 71 balls, while Kohli anchored the chase with a fine 93 off 91 balls. During his knock, Kohli became the fastest player to reach 28,000 international runs, surpassing Sachin Tendulkar's record. He also overtook Sri Lanka's Kumar Sangakkara to become the second highest run scorer in international cricket across all formats. Earlier put into bat, New Zealand posted 300 runs for loss of 8 wickets in their stipulated 50 overs. Dal Mitchell with 84 runs was the highest scorer, while Henry Nichols contributed 62 runs. For India, Mohammad Siraj, Harshit Rana and Prasidh Krishna claimed 2 wickets each, with Kuldeep Yadav took 1 wicket. The second ODI will be played in Rajkot on Wednesday, while the third and final match is scheduled for 18th of January in Indore. In Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants beat Delhi Capitals by 4 runs in Navi Mumbai last night. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Most newspapers today open with glimpses of the PM's address at the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. History of Somnath, one of victory and reconstruction, is the lead headline in the Statesman. With the city continuing to shiver, the Times of India writes, Delhi bundles up as temperature dips to as low as 2.9 degrees Celsius. While braving the chilling cold, the pioneer has a picture of president's bodyguard personnel during a rehearsal for the Republic Day parade. X admits to lapses, blocks 3,500 posts, deletes over 600 accounts. Action follows government notice over obscene content generation, says the Tribune. In a run-up to the budget, the Financial Express informs FPI is likely to get sweeteners. And finally, under the caption, shift in citizenship framework, born in India, still stateless. Top court to examine citizenship law, writes the Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Gandhinagar today. Prime Minister to also participate in concluding session of Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi this evening. ISRO to launch DRDO's Earth Observation Satellite, EOS-N1 or Anvesha, along with 15 other co-passenger satellites from Sriharikota this morning. India calls for global cooperation to help developing nations scale up renewable energy capacity. Death toll and crackdown on nationwide protests in Iran spikes to 538. And in men's cricket, host India beat New Zealand by 4 wickets in first ODI of 3-match series in Vadodara. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.